And now to our cover story this morning. Cops and kids are going shopping this weekend. Teresa White, the Fort Findlay FOP Lodge 20 Foundation, is with us this morning. Teresa, thanks very much for dropping by. This is the big event of the year. I mean, it's not the only thing that you do, but this is really the penultimate event for the Fort Findlay FOP Lodge 20 Foundation.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us in this morning, Chris. We really appreciate it. We do have five programs at the Fort Findlay FOP Lodge 20 Foundation, but Cops and Kids Go Shopping is our marquee program, and it is the thing that our officers look forward to all year, every year.
So I was going to ask, because this is quite an event for everybody involved. I mean, obviously the kids, because that's what it's all about. But the officers who get to shop with the kids really take a lot away from this as well.
Absolutely. I mean, everybody can imagine how amazing this is for the kids.
Yeah.
You know, they get $200 and they get their own private policeman and they get to go shopping for whatever it is really that they want or need for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But what tends to get lost is how important this is for our officers. Our members show up and interact with the public all day, every day at the worst possible moment of people's lives.
Right.
In a car crash or after their home has been broken into. And now they get to spend 2 hours at Meijer on Saturday morning making Christmas wishes come true.
Mm-hmm.
They get hugs and high fives instead of knocking heads and handcuffs.
It's
absolutely fantastic for our officers. They start asking in September, hey, what's the date? I need to make sure I get the morning off. I need to make sure I'm there. What's the date? Have you picked the date yet?
Mm-hmm.
And they are still talking about it. March, April, I'll pop in on station to drop off some goodies. And hey, do you remember that little girl that we got the Barbie car for?
Mm-hmm.
They're still talking about it.
Yeah.
So it does amazing things for our members as well.
Yeah. And each, you were saying before we went on the air, which I thought was interesting, the officers take multiple kids in many cases.
They do. Our membership is about 104 officers.
Okay.
So if we had even 100% participation, which we can't because they have to work, you know, they work shift work and things
somebody's
like that.
Somebody's got to be on duty at that time.
Somebody's got to be on duty. But even if we had 100% participation, we take between 125 and 150 kids.
Yeah.
So our officers show up and they take anywhere from 3 to 5 kids shopping, you know, one at a time, individualized attention always.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they take multiple kids.
Because I was going to ask, how do you select the officers who get to shop with the kids? But basically, it's anybody who wants to.
It is all hands on deck. All hands on deck.
So how do you, where do the kids come from? I mean, how do you select what kids, you know, get to participate in this?
We reach out to the schools. Mm-hmm. So the Hancock County and Findlay City Schools, the teachers and the counselors do a phenomenal job referring children to us. Either kids who maybe could use a little bit of extra help at Christmas time, or maybe those who need a positive interaction with law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
We work really closely with the schools to determine the children who would get the most benefit out of the program.
So that's interesting that there is a law enforcement community building type component to this beyond just, you know, doing something nice for kids in need during the holiday season.
Absolutely. Building positive interactions is one of the most important things. Our kids are our future.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're teaching our children that if they are hurt or if they need help, that they can trust a police officer,
right,
that's going to carry into adulthood. And mm-hmm. that's one of the things that's very important for our foundation.
So, by the way, this is all made possible by events such as the Halloween parade that we just got through, you know, and that is a big part of, you know, making all of this happen.
Absolutely. The Cops and Kids programming is fully funded by donations from the community.
Mm-hmm.
So the Halloween parade is phenomenal. I mean, we are very excited for the community support for that, but it really only funds about a third of our programming every year.
Mm.
So we sent out letters to be a Cops and Kids champion. And if you would like to donate to that, you can always visit our website, which is FortFindlayFOP20.org.
Because folks can still donate for this, maybe taking care of this year, but you know, all year long, looking to raise funds to make this happen in perpetuity.
Absolutely, it's been a really tough year in Hancock County. People still coming out of COVID and things like that, getting taken care of. It's been a real tough year in Hancock County, so fundraising has been really slow this year. So we are still accepting donations for this Sunday's shopping event.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And absolutely, any donations that are raised over and above what we need for our programming go into the Cops and Kids Champion Fund to ensure that our programming continues year round.
Again, as we mentioned, this is not the only thing that you do, and we've talked about other events, but just for reference, what are some of the other things that you do throughout the course of the year?
So we've got Cops and Kids Get Involved. Any one of our officers that want to get involved in any sort of youth initiative, we want to make sure that finances isn't a barrier for that. Mm-hmm. So say, for example, we have an officer that wants to coach a softball team. They want to coach a little league team. We want to make sure that we've got the funds available for that. We had a law enforcement conference was here in Findlay earlier this year, and we had the members from the conference and some of our FOP members have a kickball tournament against the kids from the Y. So any opportunity that we have to create positive interaction between youth and law enforcement, we're going to be there for that.
Yeah.
We also have Cops and Kids Get Creative is another one of our programs where we have the kids get together with our officers and create a piece of art together. Cops and Kids Go Back to School is our only program that's relegated just to law enforcement. Mm-hmm. It's not relegated just to members, but any law enforcement officer in Hancock County, we get their families together for a day in private, away from the world, where they can actually let their hair down and have good quality time with their family.
Yeah.
It's more of a mental health event, a good break from that horribleness that we were talking about earlier.
Right.
And we are currently working on funding an endowment for Cops and Kids Go to College, which is a memorial scholarship for Officer Doug Akers. We lost Doug 5 years ago on New Year's Eve. His death shocked our community, and we would like to memorialize him in the form of a scholarship.
So for all of these reasons, fundraising continues for the foundation. And you mentioned you can do that online.
Absolutely. You can go to FortFindlayFOP20.org, or you can send a check to P.O. Box 1335 here in Findlay. Like I said, fundraising has been very slow this year, so we are still accepting donations for the event this Sunday. But anything that's raised over and above what we need this Sunday will go into the Cops and Kids Champion Fund, ensuring that those positive interactions continue year round.
It's terrific work that the Cops and Kids program does and the foundation does year round for the Cops and Kids Go Shopping event. That is this Sunday, right?
It is this Sunday. So if you are doing your grocery shopping Sunday morning at Meijer, please do not panic when you pull into the parking lot and you see 20 cruisers there. Please don't panic. We will be there. We will be shopping. We have invited, I believe we've invited 125 children, but we still have more coming in.
Okay.
So we will be there starting as early as 7:30 in the morning. And depending on how many kids we have and how many volunteers we have, we could be there as late as noon.
Wow. That is awesome. And again, it's got to be terrific to see the kids' faces light up when they learn they can pretty much buy whatever they want.
Whatever they want.
Yeah.
We had a couple of years ago, we had a little girl who was scared to death. She walked in. She was maybe 4 years old. She was scared to death of all the police officers. She didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
She had had some pretty bad history with law enforcement. She had been removed from her family. Even at the age of four. Absolutely. Yeah. And I was paired with an officer to go and help her shop. And she wouldn't look at him. She wouldn't look at him. She wouldn't talk to him. She wanted nothing to do with him. Wow. And he tried so hard during the entire time that we were shopping. He would get down on one knee and talk to her, and she would hide behind the shopping cart. And we got all done. There was this big, beautiful Barbie house, a new winter coat, you know, all of the neat things like that. We got all done. He was like, "Well, I hope you have a good Christmas." And he turned to walk away, and she just shouted him, "Officer Brian," and went running towards him and gave him a great big hug. And that's what this is all about.
Yeah.
That little girl's perspective of law enforcement had changed through that.
Right.
And that officer, I know for a fact, when he's having a rough day, he remembers that hug and he feels a little bit better.
Oh, absolutely.